For an update now, live from Tripoli, Libya, is David Kirkpatrick, New York Times reporter. David, thanks for joining us once again.
Glad to be able to talk.
So you've had a moment, a rare moment these days, it seems, to get outside of your hotel and sort of assess the situation in Tripoli. Can you give us an update on now 4 days into this air campaign against Muammar Gaddafi?
You know, it's interesting. We always have moments where we can, where they let us out, and each one goes a little bit differently than they have predicted or planned, our minders who predicted or planned. And today, we were able to wander around the old city, and it was really striking to me and to a number of other journalists, the number of people who came up to us, sometimes within a few yards of our initial minders, to say sort of covertly or in whispers or quietly that they were talking to the Gaddafi government. I said to one person who suggested to me that he could speak English, I said, you know, it's a beautiful country you have here. And a minute later, he said, yes, once we change the system. So it was to me, it gave me the sense that the airstrikes had really emboldened the residents of Tripoli to a certain extent, because we haven't seen that kind of candor in outings in recent days.
Now, you've lowered your voice. Is that because the minder has stepped towards you?
Somebody just tapped me on the shoulder, suggesting that might be the case. Yeah. I'm in a van full of journalists.
Oh, I have a picture, that's for sure. All right, let's talk about the military campaign. The coalition forces are saying that the air defenses may be destroyed around Tripoli or in Libya generally. Is the government or government people confirming that at all?
No, I haven't heard any confirmation of that. In fact, to the contrary, what they're saying is, you know, only empty buildings and civilians have been killed. But I think it's evident that they no longer have the air defenses they once did.
And any sort of contact more on what the situation is regarding that alleged war front between Benghazi, where the opposition is stationed, and Tripoli?
The alleged war front. I have to rely on my colleagues in the East, Karim Fahim, for that. But the last I heard from him was yesterday, and the rebels were struggling to regroup and push the line back from Ajdabiya. I think the fighting is still at Ajdabiya, and the rebels are still trying to get themselves back on their feet.
Finally, David Kirkpatrick, live from Tripoli with a group of journalists in a van there in the Libyan capital. The last sighting, at least from a media source, of Colonel Gaddafi was, I believe, sometime on Saturday or before Saturday. Any sightings of Gaddafi at this point?
Not by me. We were summoned to his compound the other day and told that he would speak, but he did not actually speak. I have to say, if I was Colonel Gaddafi, I would probably not be showing my face so much these days either, just for reasons of security.
You mentioned to us yesterday that you were concerned about human shield issues on some of these journalist junkets. You're not concerned about that today?
Well, the attacks, the air attacks from the West seem to happen reliably at 8 or 9 at night. During the day, the sky is blue, the sun is shining, and it's nice to get out and about Tripoli.
Well, with a great sense of what it's like to be in Tripoli today, David Kirkpatrick, New York Times reporter. Thanks so much, David.
All right, take care.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.